7 o'clock. Let's call this meeting to order, please. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
A Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Koch?
Here.
Colosimo?
Present.
Kat?
Here.
Wilczewski?
Here.
Frieders?
Here.
Funkhauser?
Here.
Tarulis?
Here.
Teeling?
Here.
A quorum is established.
Do we have any amendments to tonight's agenda? All right, hearing none, I do have a couple of presentations. One of my favorite things to do is promote one of our officers to sergeant. So, Mr. Hunter, would you come up? And Chief and Bob, please come on up. And Chief, do you want to give us a little background on this promotion?
Yes, Sergeant Hunter's been with us since 2008. In 2011, he went to investigations as a detective and is actually just coming out to be promoted sergeant. During his time in investigations, he was involved in a lot of our high-profile cases, did a lot of good work, and here we are today.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I'd like to swear you in. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. Aye, state your name.
Aye, John Hunter.
Having been promoted to the office of sergeant.
Having been promoted to the office of sergeant.
In the United City of Yorkville.
In the United City of Yorkville.
In the county of Kendall, aforesaid.
In the county of Kendall, aforesaid.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of sergeant.
Of the office of sergeant.
Of the United City of Yorkville Police Department.
Of the United City of Yorkville Police Department.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my abilities.
Congratulations, sir.
Second.
Any comments or questions on this appointment? Roll call, please.
Can I ask, Carla, did you so move?
I did.
And you, who seconded?
Alderman Fonkowski.
Thank you, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Coke?
Aye.
Pat?
Aye.
Breeders?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Teeling?
Aye.
Motion passes.
All right. Under the mayor's report, I would like to make a couple of announcements. Over the last 2 weeks, since the last time we met, we've had a whole slew of good news coming out of the city of Yorkville. So I'd like to share it with all of you. I don't know if everyone heard it, but I got a call from Jeff Crane over the weekend. He was from GC Housing Development, the Affordable Senior Housing Development. They got their tax credits from the state of Illinois. So he was very excited. They're full speed ahead. So I don't know if they're going to be breaking ground in the fall still, but if not, next year, they're full speed ahead.
Had a conversation today, said 7 or 8 months
would
their timeline.
Yeah, so I was going all winter. Yeah, and I'm excited they're full speed ahead, so that'll be a great addition to the city. Also, this last week, we issued our 100th building permit for the year, for 2016. I think as of this morning, we're up to, what, 108, Christy?
Yes.
108? Yeah, so it'll be 118 by this time next week. Which is good, because we haven't broke 100 since, I think, 2008 was the last time we broke 100. So good news on that front as well. So things are happening in the city. And the tail, on that 100th permit, sales tax. We've also had our highest sales tax that we've had ever this last month of June. June is the latest numbers we got. New monthly record. Our previous record was $287,000. That was in the December month for Christmas. $302,000 we had in the month of June sales tax. So we haven't seen the figures or what stores, but we're assuming that it's building supplies, that go with all the building permits going out. So that's another one. Then obviously everyone heard about our bond rating upgrade from Fitch. Went up from an A-plus to a AA-minus. Which matches our standard and Poor's bond rating. And again, the highest bond rating the city has ever had. So we're doing something right, gentlemen and ladies. So let's keep it up. Any other good news out there? I think that's about it. That was a pretty good couple weeks, though.
Your weather at hometown days.
Oh, well, yeah, weather at hometown days is fantastic. I'll give Tim the credit for that. we can take credit for all the rest, but the weather will give it to Tim. Yeah, do you want to touch on that, Tim? I know it's not your report, but I think we had record numbers in hometown days as well.
Yeah, we'll have a budget report here. We're still getting some expenses and revenue in kind of in October, November, city council meeting, but overall, it was our highest attended event that we've ever held there before.
Yeah, wonderful. I was out there most of the weekend. It was fantastic. So, okay, just want to get the good news out of the way. Moving on to committee reports. No public works, economic development committee report. I will turn it over to Alderman Coke.
Yeah, ordinance amending code for littering. In a motion to approve an ordinance amending the Yorkville City Code as it relates to littering and authorizing the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Can you second? Can you move?
You second?
comments or questions? Roll call, please.
Breeders?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Teeling?
Aye.
Coke?
Aye.
Cut?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay. Ordinance extending the bill program. Motion to approve an ordinance extending the new residential construction incentive program bill and authorize the mayor and the city clerk to execute. So
seconded.
Can you make a motion?
Yeah, I guess I just read it.
Seconded?
Yeah.
Comments or questions? Yes, sir.
What was the committee recommendation on this?
It was 3-0 to give it one more year, and then This next year, we would evaluate if we want to cap it, change it, modify it, get rid of it, whatever. We thought we'd give it one more year.
I thought I heard that a year ago.
I personally like to see it. My personal opinion is I like to see it come out as a line item in the budget, and then you would give the sewer and water and whoever you waive fees for. But then there's arguments pro and con of that too, I guess, from what I understand. So that was one thing I don't like about it. I probably will be supporting it though, because I have three subdivisions that have benefited and are healthy, and that reason, and the second reason, this is a big one, is I went to Southside Development, I went to the grocery store, and every time we mention it, we get thrown in our face rooftops, and you know what? So if I didn't support this, then I'd be kind of saying, you know, saying one thing and then get smacked on the other side of it.
To me, this is a no-brainer. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. And we keep talking about attracting new businesses. This is the one program that's bringing the rooftops in. And yeah, there's a cost to it. But the other issue I look at, how many trades people have we put to work with this program? Especially when the economy was slow. So I've supported it from the beginning, and I strongly encourage that we pass this one year.
Yeah, if you look at the housing starts, neighboring communities, I mean, we're definitely doing something right in this Death Mountain. Some pretty surprising numbers here. Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Cut.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Terulas.
Nay.
Pelosima.
Nay.
I'm sorry?
Nay.
Von Kassler?
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Teeling?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion passes.
We have no public safety or admin committee reports. Park board? We already had your hometown manager report. Under planning and zoning commission, we do have an ordinance approving the comprehensive plan and map update. So I will entertain a motion to approve an ordinance approving a comprehensive plan of map update and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Comments or questions on the comprehensive plan update? And I'm assuming our new maps got in there? Was the map that was left out or changed? Or?
Yeah, there was the one recommended change that we had put in the memo to the property. If you flip through the multi-hundred page document, there were actually a couple other exhibits in there that referenced that property visually. So we did not make that change to the package because there were a few of them. But those, I think, are passed out there. So they'll be incorporated, assuming you approve the map as we've amended it for just that one property.
Any comments or questions? Anyone? Yes?
So from here on out, we won't be editing the comp plan until the next time you do it?
No, there's opportunities to amend if we change
this one. So living document.
But as far as, I guess the last time, the comp plan that I got when I started sitting down here was pretty full of cobwebs and stuff like that. It didn't seem like it had been touched very often. Is because this is prettier and has more colorful pictures, that's why it's going to be considered a living document as opposed to the one from 08, whenever it was, that was the black and white, dusty, no fingerprints.
The 08 document didn't have a lot of implementation and strategies in it.
Right.
So you refer to it as development come, but the implementation strategies make this a more living document, something that you want to review every year, and you want to have milestones to meet throughout the slice of it.
Cool. Thank you.
Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Frieders?
Aye.
Aye. Terulas?
Aye.
Pelosima?
Aye.
Von Kassler?
Aye.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Teeling?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Cott?
Aye.
Motion passes.
No city council report, city clerk report, the community and liaison report. I'm going to punch out.
Brief update for the AACBB. Park, they forwarded out the tourism prepared for the city. And on the heels of that, the CVB has been going through discussions of how to work more closely with the municipal partners. And at the last board meeting on the 25th, the executive committee through staff presented a proposal to the full board. That proposal is going back to the full board this next month, and then will be to the administration committee next month as well for discussion. It was brought up at the full board to extend our notification timeline for discontinuance with the organization. So the CBB board has granted that, so we're not up against a hard wall to give notice to meet if we so chose. So they're willing to do what it takes to continue open discussions with us. I'm optimistic at this point that the board will be able to make a presentation to our council. That would be something that I can support and recommend continuing with the organization. Had a lot of meetings, a lot of very pointed discussions about where the organization is and where it should be and where it should have been a few years ago. So I'm hopeful that in a month we'll be able to have something presented to the committee that will be looking at something that we've been doing for the past couple of years.
Any other community and liaison reports? Yes, sir.
Library board is looking to put together a spec for painting the library, and they're looking for some help in putting together the documents. So I agreed that I would talk to Bart about seeing if there's something the city can do to help them put a document together rather than having to go out with a special consultant just for painting. So.
Okay. Anyone else? All right, any staff reports?
Just one, Your Honor. Election season is a few short months away, not just the general election, but the municipal election in April. And so that petition process actually starts next week. So we've posted our two municipal election notices on the city's website, on the clerk's office page. We'll be doing a formal press release later this week. And some social media posts throughout, but there's information in there about vote totals and which form we think is the correct form for potential candidates. So it's there, and if anybody has any questions, they can call me or Lisa at any time during normal working hours.
All right. Any additional business? This Thursday, September 15th, is Blasting the Scouting. Anyone who has scout-age children at home or interested in Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts, the 15th is the Big Improvement Drive in the Holland area of Yorkville Schools. Or you can check out blastingthescouting.org for more information. We do have an executive session tonight for litigation.
Land acquisition
and personnel. After executive session, we will not be doing any business. Tom, do you have any citizen comments? Does anyone have any citizen comments this evening? So I don't have to wait for executive session. Okay, now we will adjourn to executive session.